our mental health is wealth. Yeah. You know, and mental health is something that we don't really talk about in our community. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Lekwa Lekli's Lakai. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Coming on into the room. I'm your favorite host, Nike Liniska, and the T is on vacation yet again. And today, we have another special guest, and I'm so, so excited. And I know I always say special guest, but this one is special times three. And you will find out why if you keep listening. So, to my left and your right is Miss Naomi Raymond.
Hey, hi.
Yes, Naomi, introduce yourself to the folks.
Yes, hi everyone. My name is Naomi Raymond Ga. I'm the founder of Never Rated and also Miss Black Massachusetts 2018. And guys, I am super excited to be here today.
I'm excited as well, period. As you guys can see, my veneers are like, no, I'm joking, I don't got no veneers. But anyways. So Naomi is Haitian. As you guys know, this is a Haitian space. We Haitian over here. So Naomi's Haitian, and so we're gonna be talking about all things her growing up and et cetera, et cetera. So first off, I like to ask my guests, what does Lekwa Lekli's Lakai mean to you?
Well, Lekwa Lekli's Lakai is literally, that was my upbringing, you know. Just FYI, my dad's a minister, he's a pastor. And so I grew up in the church, and just know that l'église was where I grew up, literally. And so I was a youth leader as well. And after that, you go home and then you go to school. So that was one of the main important things in my life and for my upbringing. And so, yeah, it's part of my life. That's what they call l'église lakai.
Wow. So I think this is the first time I have like a pastor's kid or a preacher's kid on the platform. This is interesting. Okay, now it just got juicy. Now we're turning. we've turned into another corner. What was that like?
It was, one thing is, it's like, you know, your father's a minister, you know, you're literally in the spotlight every single day, literally. Mm-hmm. And even till this day, you're always in the spotlight. But I always told myself that, you know, that's my father's ministry, but I am my own person. I have my own identity. This is who I am. You know, I'm Naomi. And so, you know, at times it is hard because it's like everyone's around you, you know, everyone's around you. Everyone sometimes be judging you, especially with your lifestyle and what you do. But at the end of the day, you need to also maintain who you are as a person.
Right. And I can't imagine being in a Haitian church and being a PK, because that's another layer, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like overall, especially when I was growing up, I don't go to a Haitian church anymore, although I adore Haitian churches. I always felt like the youth overall, we had eyes on us. Like, whether you were in the church or you were out in school or whatever, there was eyes everywhere. Like, you could get reported back to the authorities of the Haitian church if you got caught slipping. And so I can't imagine, like, being a PK and then, like, just trying to live and do your own thing. Did you feel like there was eyes on you? Did you feel like you had to be extra careful with the way you live? Like, what was that like?
Well, definitely, because one thing is you have to respect who your parents are, you know? And at the same time, it's like you have to be aware of your surroundings, be aware with your friends, and just basically living a lifestyle where you have to protect yourself at the same time while you're protecting your parents' image, you know? And so, but one thing is for me, it's that I didn't do anything too crazy, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, just living my life. Because at the same time, within that, you know, lifestyle, I did become a model, you know. I modeled, I became, you know, Miss Black Massachusetts. Period. And at the same time, you know, at the same time, I just had to, like, you know, walk a certain way and act a certain way, because at the same time, I still want to respect my parents and respect myself as well, too. So I think sometimes we, you know, a lot of pastors' kids get that stigma. It's like, oh, snap, you're a PK.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I'm okay. You know, you know, everyone has different life
you know, situations mm-hmm. and issues, but at the same time, it's how you define it and how you go right. about it at the same time.
Yeah. Are you the oldest? Or do you have siblings?
I do.
You the oldest?
No, I'm the third.
Okay.
Yeah, there's five of us. Third of
five. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were giving me older sister vibes.
Well, you know, to others, you know, I'm the oldest, but at okay. the same time, it's like three out of five, so...
Okay. Yeah. So you were in the middle.
I'm the middle child.
Okay. So what was that giving? Were you giving middle child life or were you giving like, I'm just going to be like super proper and like just stick to my thing?
You know what thing is? I just always try to stick with it sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes when you stick with like, you know, sometimes when you always want to be doing the right thing all the time, sometimes it's like, man, if I mess up one minute, it's like, oh my God, the whole world is like crumbling, you yeah. know? But at the same time, I think I was pretty good, I think, you know?
That's so funny.
Hope my parents could say that.
That is so funny. I'm a middle child myself. I'm the second out of four. Mm-hmm. I totally like rode the wave of a middle child. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm gonna be bad because my sister was good. My younger sister is good. Yeah. I get to be bad. So I was a little rebellious. So that's interesting because obviously seeing you now, I'm like, wow, you're great. You're awesome. But were you always like this? That's like my biggest wonder. And it's good to hear that you were. So shout out to your parents. Good luck to those who are the middle child and you're trying to be good and you just can't get it. You'll get it together, maybe. Mm. We hope.
No, you will.
We're praying for you. So you mentioned being Miss Black Massachusetts. Is that the title?
That is.
Miss Black Massachusetts. So pageant world, all of that. So let's chat about that mm-hmm. because I find that so interesting. Because I don't know. I've talked to... I think it was Miss Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Sabrina Victor, shout out. I spoke to her before, so this is my second pageant girl on the show. All you pageant girls need to be on the show.
Yes.
Y'all need to be on the show, period, if you're Haitian, though. So how did you get into the pageant world and wanting to compete? Compete in that space?
So for me, I always wanted to be in the pageant world. I always wanted to compete. Okay. But one thing is, L'Église was, you know, the main focus.
Yeah.
And so L'Église, you know, L'École was important. And so as I got older, I was like, you know what? Like, I really want, first thing is to get into modeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do pageantry. And so as I got older, you know, I didn't start at a young age. I wish I did. You know, mm-hmm. even my mother would even say, I wish you had started younger.
Wow.
You know, but then again, certain things had to come about, yeah. you know, and you had to take certain things more important than the other, which is okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it does suck sometimes, you yeah. know, let's be real. But at the same time, I decided, you know what? I'm getting older. I want to do what I want to do mm-hmm. now. You know, I've done enough. I've sacrificed enough already, right. you know? And so I was just like, you know what? Even though I'm a youth leader, I still could help and do certain things that yeah. I love to do.
Right.
And not only that, inspire other young girls who are Haitian to do the same thing.
Yes.
And so I was just like, you know what? Let me get into modeling and let me also start pageantry.
Yes.
And so as I got older, I did the pageantry. Mm-hmm. I competed for Miss Massachusetts. I didn't mm-hmm. make it. But then I competed for Miss Black Massachusetts 2018. And then I was able to... you represent.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I went through the whole competition. I didn't make it as Miss Black USA, but mm-hmm. it's just the experience of being with other Black educated women.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so inspiring and empowering for me to see that, you know, there were yeah. lawyers and doctors.
Ooh,
and it's a beautiful scholarship that encourages lots of Black women to come together and do this, you know?
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know they had all that going on.
Yes, I really love their industry and their, you yeah. know, their participation with so many other cultures at the same time because
yeah.
there is, you know, Black
yeah,
Americans.
Yeah, because it's like Black and it's Caribbean. Yeah, it's all the types
exactly.
of Black women.
Dope. And then not Ooh. Only that, it doesn't matter the shape or your size, which
oh,
I
really?
Love too. Yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's like if you're a plus size girl, you compete, you know.
Nice.
It's just that it's just an amazing experience. And I feel like a lot of young Black Haitian American girls should try that, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing for me is that I always say this is that you are the founder and you are the one that could create the change.
Mm-hmm.
You are your own business. You are your own person.
Yeah.
And so what you can do can inspire so many young girls down the line.
Yeah.
So why don't you be the person to start that to inspire the next generation?
I love that mindset. How old were you when you started or when you were in the competition?
I was that year. At that year, I was 26 or 27.
Okay.
And so as I tried it. I competed three times. Mm-hmm. The first two times I didn't make it. But the last time I was like, Lord, I'm going to try this one more time. If I know it's not for me, but I just want to be able to do something that I've always wanted to do. Yeah. And to empower and inspire my younger sister and my cousins to do the same. And so once I made it, I was just like, God, thank you.
That's dope. I love that. I love that you went on a whim and you actually made it, because I think sometimes it's hard to go and do something that you really love and that's not traditional, mm-hmm. and then like feel like, oh shoot, it's not working, and it's like folks who are watching you are like, okay, so what is it, what are you really doing,
right?
So and so you mentioned sacrifice, mm-hmm. and so do you consider going through that competition and going for it a sacrifice to you being a youth leader, you being a PK, already doing those things?
Yes, because at the same time, you take time away from being a youth leader.
Yeah.
You travel, you get, you know, you go to all these competitions. And not only that, it's like, you know, every Sunday, you have to be present, imagine.
Oh.
You know, and so some Sundays I wasn't there. Yeah. So I had to ask my friend to, you know, cover for me and stuff that. And so then you hear the backlash. Like, is this really going to work out for you? What, like, you know, you're putting money out there. Is it going to even make sense for you to do this? Like, is it going to be worth it? But one thing is, I always say to every Haitian American, listen, if you put your mind to something, prove to your parents that what they're saying is not even, it's not worth it. Because it's like, you have to be confident in yourself to know that, listen, if I'm doing this, I'm doing this for me and to prove to you that, listen, I can do this.
So
I can break that barrier. I can break that boundary.
You don't even know. You're talking to me right now. I kid you not. This podcast episode is for me. I kid you not. I'm in a non-traditional space, like the creative space. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a full-time creative, like literally. And I could say, thank you, Lord, that I can, you know, eat off of this.
Mm-hmm.
To get there was like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, why are you doing this? What is it giving? But it was like, honestly, for me, a strong sense of, I know I have to do this.
Right.
And also like God pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
What was like something that like really pushed you to go for it, despite the fact that it may have seemed like you weren't really committing to, you know, what you were supposed to do at church and committing to, you know, your home life and stuff like that. Like, what would you say really pushed you to keep going? 'Cause you said you lost two times already. Mm-hmm. So what made you like go for the third time? Like, what's that thing that's like driving you to do it?
I didn't see that many Haitian American girls doing it.
Mm,
and I was just like, you know what? I didn't in Massachusetts. I haven't seen Haitian American girls until after I competed. Then mm-hmm. I saw Sabrina. Shout out to Sabrina. You know, after that, I saw Sabrina. Then I saw other young black or Haitian girls started doing it. So it's like, you have to start to do something so that the others can continue to move forward in doing it. Even if you're in pageantry, don't give up. Wow. Keep doing it. I don't know how many years some of them have been doing it.
Yeah.
But sometimes because of the cost and how much time you have to spend into it, how much you have to pour into it, you know, you just don't know how discouraging it can get.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I told myself I'm not going to get discouraged because I have a younger sibling who's a female, you mm-hmm. know, and cousins that also look up to me.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to do something that would be able to encourage them and inspire them to do, you know what, if Naomi can do it, I can do it too.
Yes. And I'm 100% sure that's the saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Naomi? She did it. Da, da, da. I feel like to be referenced as the point of like contact to doing what you want to do is amazing. I love that you did that. Because I mm-hmm. also know this girl I went to high school with. Her name is Elizabeth. Shout out to Elizabeth here. She was also Miss Massachusetts right after Sabrina.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, and I didn't know you, but like I knew that you were like, you did the pageant stuff because mm-hmm. I've seen it. I'm like, oh my God, that's kind of dope. Like, look at the Haitian girls doing their thing. I'm like, this is not typically like the thing that you see
exactly.
in Massachusetts, like in one space, mm-hmm. we're going for it, we're dominant and we're winning.
Yes.
Like, we're not just competing, we're winning. So I think that's so dope because even though you did have that in mind, I'm gonna open the door. You really did open the door. Like, the door's open. Like, y'all could go through. And two of you guys already did. And I don't know how many more are gonna go for it. But hopefully, if you're listening, you'll go for it now.
Yes, definitely.
So that's definitely dope. I do want to touch, this is not so positive, on the losses. Like, how did that, like, you lost two times. Folks are probably listening like, why is she throwing it in her face? I'm not throwing it in her face. It's part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So you lost two times. How did that feel like to go for it and be like, damn, like,
One thing is that, you know, I cried because it's like, man, I invested so much. I put so much money into it. Yeah. You know, my parents are like, Nami, is this really like something you want to do? Is this serious? C'est l'argent, you know, it's money. But at the same time, and I was just like, you know what, Lord, if this is meant for me, please let me know if it's for me. If it's not, then I'm not going to proceed. Mm-hmm. Because at the same time, you don't want to put your energy into something that, you know, maybe that's not what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
So I prayed the third time. You know, I prayed the first two times too, but, you know, the third time I was like, Lord, you know, guide me. If this is what you want for me, if I make it through, I'll make it through. Mm-hmm. But if not, I'll just continue doing whatever I was doing, modeling. Yeah. And because I really wanted to do something in a level where, like, we're here. Mm-hmm. As Haitian Americans, we're here. We're going to compete no matter the skin, our skin color,
no matter
the texture of our hair, no matter where we're from, we can actually do this. Mm-hmm. And so for me to be able to represent myself as Miss Black Massachusetts 2018 at the time, I was just really grateful. And I was just like pushing every interview, you know, any article, anything that we had the light and I had to represent, I represented in any event. Because I was just like, no, it's for us.
Yes, I love that. I freaking love that so much. Like, I didn't pay you to say this. She's not a paid actress. This is like real life. I love it. Put the camera on her real quick. She's gorgeous, isn't she? You're beautiful. You're beautiful. I love looking at you. And so I want to use your beauty as a segue.
Okay. All right.
Hey, beauty standards, right? Mm-hmm. We know them. I think it's based off of your culture, I would say. And, you know, we're in the American culture, so there's kind of like this comparison to the European beauty standards. And now it's kind of shifting. Mm-hmm. But being a Haitian American woman, competing in pageants, being a model, and just working in that space, what would you say is a beauty standard that you've observed just from like a cultural standpoint?
I think for us as Haitian women, we're Caribbean, mm-hmm. our skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Our skin is something that some people they will never understand. Mm. You know, being a dark skinned woman, that's Caribbean. And, you know, obviously it comes with the, you know, light skin, dark skin type of thing. And then the way our body is shaped.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, I was one of the curvy ones in the competition. I was always curvy. And so even though I'm small, but I'm curvy. And so a lot of times when I was competing in for some of the, you know, other organizations, I cannot say because I don't want to, you know, cause any issues. But at the same time, you know, they're smaller. And so some of them, they do get lip injections and get all these things on their bodies or tanning and everything. And so when one of them, I will never forget, was like, oh, is that really your butt? Like, yes, it is. It's all mine, 100%. Wow. You know, it's like, oh, your lips. Like, you know, did you do anything on your lips? No, this is natural. Wow. You know, this is what God gave to me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to embrace it.
So the girlies were trying to be black girlies.
Yeah, you know.
Without being black girlies.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
And so
I had to say, because I feel like somebody listened didn't get that, but that's, you know, ultimately, you know how it goes,
you know, just embracing who you are. Yeah. And I felt like Miss Black, the Miss Black USA organization allowed me to embrace that, you know, allowing me to embrace my curves. And
I love it.
Especially at the time I literally just transitioned into being a natural girl, natural hair girl. And so it was just like, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to do my hair?
Oh shoot. That's a whole thing.
Yeah. And so it's funny, at the time, you know, I was speaking to, my husband at the time. Mm-hmm. And so he was just like, why don't you go in there natural? And I was just like, wait a minute.
He said, shake the table for me.
Yeah, go natural. Hey. But at the same time, I already put in my pictures and it was with my hair straight at the time.
Okay.
And so I just went in and competed with my hair straight. Mm-hmm. But I wish I had done it naturally just to embrace who I really am. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, who you are with or without it, you're still who you are.
You know?
And so...
Right. Did you feel like, okay, was it just because you submitted your pictures that way? Or did you also feel like, that's a bit risque for me to do the natural thing?
You know, I think I was in between. I was just like, should I or should I not? Because, you know, maybe
I should have went natural. But then again, it's like, how was I going to maintain it? Because at the same time, I literally just cut my hair.
Yeah.
And so I was just a little like in between in how to really manage it and maintain the hair at the time. And I felt like that was the easier way, easier route. Mm-hmm. But I want to say moving forward to any Haitian American girl who is transitioning to be natural or who is embracing their natural hair, just to literally love who you are as a person and embrace it. Because you know why? Other young girls are going to see that and say like, oh, you see, she did that. So if she could do that, I can do it too.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I also love how you mentioned the skin color, skin tone. Because obviously Haiti, we're on an island. You know, there's a lot of dark skinned people. There's also some, you know, light skinned people there, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that being a darker skin was is something that's embraced on the island. Like, also being deemed the first black, you know, country, like the first black national, whatever. They gonna eat me up for this because I don't know. But but being deemed that when we got our revolution, it's like, no, we're black.
Yeah.
And like loving the skin tone, loving the dark skin, like that being like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Look at her skin. I think that that's so interesting. And then being here in America, it's kind of like that's challenged a little bit. And it's like, why? Like you come from an island where that's like, this is beautiful. And then you live in a place where it's like, not so much.
Yeah.
So it's like, I love that you mentioned that because I feel like that doesn't like register sometimes when you're living in a culture that's where that's challenged. And so just remembering, like, as a dark skin or a brown skin woman, like, especially if you're Haitian, like, you come from a place where that's like the standard, that's like a beauty standard. So I love that contrast that you're able to bring that up. But she's not just a pageant girly, guys. You are the founder of Never Rated, which is a nonprofit organization, correct?
Yes.
So tell us more about Never Rated. Number one, I want you to expand on the name. Okay. Because I feel like it's not like a traditional, like, nonprofit name. Mm-hmm. Like the, you know, Women with Women, Inc. Well, that sounded lesbian. Women with Women, that's not lesbian, it's just whatever. Guys, it was an example. Mm-hmm. But tell me about the name. Where'd you get that? Where'd you come up with that?
Okay, so the name came from, okay, so you know the concept of, the scale of 1 to 10, you know, scaling with men or women, rating them. Mm-hmm. And growing up, I would say like, I'm never rated. Don't rate me, I'm never rated. Wow. And so I always wanted to do something because one thing in life, you always want to leave a legacy, right? Mm-hmm. You want to leave something behind and you want to do something that will empower the next generation. And so I always wanted to help women because as a Haitian woman, you see at times like your grandparents or your mother or your auntie, sister go through some, you know, hurdles or issues in their lives, trauma. Yep. And so I wanted to do something that was going to be able to help women to know that they're not defined by society standards and that they're beautiful just the way they are, no matter through their trauma that they face, no matter the obstacles that they face, that if you find the proper resources, we'll all come together and heal you and bring basically a healing center to empower one another.
Yes.
And so that's where I got Never Rated from. Wow. And so, you know, high school, the guys be like, oh yeah, she's a 10. Yeah. And I would say, no, never rated. I'm never rated. Don't rate me.
I love that.
And so that's where that concept came about. And one thing is too, like my mom, she taught us about confidence within us all. Like, love yourself, embrace yourself. Even whatever issue you've gone through, like you are like, she would usually say like, you are the person that will heal yourself. You can't have everyone else heal you. You have to heal yourself first. And she built that confidence within us, and that I allowed that to instill in my life so that I could be able to grow and be who I am today. And so
I love that. Shout out to the Haitian mamas.
Yes, because you know they instill a lot of us in lot, especially as young Haitian girls. Listen, they've been through their own thing. They've been through their own struggles, and they don't want their children to go through it, especially as a Haitian girl. And so I thank my mother, my grandparents, my grandmothers to continue to instill that in me and to continue to instill that in the others for the next generation.
I love that. I love that. I was wondering, I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, never rated, like, you can't be rated. But I didn't know what that, like, I didn't know it was, like, stemming from that. I just like, okay, you can't be rated. Like, you're so dope, you can't be rated.
Right, because like, you're never rated.
I was really on the money with that. I love that. And I even love your logo with the heart. You know, as a brand designer, I'm always looking at, like, logos and stuff. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that. And so what do you guys do in the organization? Mm-hmm. Like, where are you guys located? Like, tell me more about that too. Okay.
So one thing with Never Rated, if you talk about the logo too, mm-hmm. people don't really, cause you're a creative, so yeah. you'll notice the details, right? Yeah. If you notice on the logo, it's a heart.
Yeah.
And then the T is actually a cross.
Oh, I didn't even peep the T. I missed the T.
Because cool. it's like, you know, I started it at the church, at my father's church with the youth. And so I just felt like, why not start off with the kids that I grew up with, mm-hmm. you know, that I'm literally leading. So one thing is that's how it all literally started off and stemmed off, because we started at the church and then we started going out to schools and other organizations to talk about mental health.
Yeah.
Because one thing is, a lot of times we don't talk about what's really going on deep mm-hmm. down. We are facing mental health issues yep. and people don't really talk about it, especially in the Haitian community. It's a hush-hush conversation. Absolutely. And so that is why I really started it. Like I mentioned before, you know, the issues, the obstacles that we have battled. And so why not come together with other women who are going through that mm. and talk about how can we, you know, support each other in providing the proper resources to help them be a better person and a better wow. version of them. And so one thing within the organization, we do leadership development, wow. health and wellness, and mentorship programs.
Wow, I love that. Is it all for just women?
For women, young girls. Okay. We start from high school and up, because not only that, we need that resources in the mm-hmm. corporate world as well too.
Yes.
And so not only that, we also go into the school system and we also bring in the young boys too, because
oh, wow.
I have a son and yes. I want him to know that he's never rated and that he can talk about how he's feeling.
Yeah.
At times, you know, these young boys don't have a source or someone to talk to. And mm-hmm. so we have these mentorship programs where we go into the school system and we talk about emotional intelligence, mental health,
that's
you know,
big.
Leadership development and all these aspects. And so that is why, you know, Never Rated is really important to me. And I just feel like this generation needs to know. And, you know, all the time they talk about society and standards. And I feel like Never Rated is the society and standards that we need and that the world does need to know about.
Oh my gosh, that's huge. I didn't know you guys did all of that. emotional intelligence, man, that one hit, because I was not emotionally intelligent for a minute. Wow. I have no words. You guys are doing great work. Like, that's
Thank
huge.
You.
That's huge. Where would you say, like, where did that focus come from? The, like, mental health and all that. Where did it come from within yourself and your own life?
When I went to school for social work, I was a nurse.
Cool.
At first, I was a nursing major, and then I realized.
Oh, you tried it.
Yeah, I did. I realized nursing wasn't for me.
You tried to do the whole thing. Listen,
yeah.
Hey.
It's okay.
I tried myself.
You did?
For 2 seconds. Immediately after that first semester, immediately no.
Wow. Yeah. I was almost towards the end, but I just couldn't. And I was like, my GPA was dropping. And I was like, you know what? Let me do something that I really like. And I talked to my advisor at Salem State University. Whoop, whoop. Shout
I'm
out to
Salem
SSU. Listen,
yes.
amazing advisor.
Yeah.
And so she spoke to me and she was like, what about social work? And so I love social work. I work in the community.
Nice.
I do ministry. I do youth leader.
Yeah, you're already doing
yeah.
it. Yeah, you're in space.
So why not do it? And
yeah.
so I did it. And when it comes to mental health, especially for us as Haitian American women, you know, you see a lot. And
yep.
at the same time, relationship wise, friendship wise, and even work wise, you know, you go through some difficult, you know, situations where it's like, how can I do better? You
mm-hmm.
know, and sometimes we allow our situations to define us and to dictate our future.
Yep.
And so I was just like, you know what, let me do something where, you know, I'm not going to let a situation or an issue or trauma define who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I wanted to really push, you know, the initiative of mental health, because
yeah.
our mental health is wealth.
Yep.
You know, and mental health is something that we don't really talk about in our community.
Yeah,
and
not at
that's
all.
Where Never Rated stemmed off. It's a mental health organization. And not only that, it helps to bring in women to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what you're going through, because we don't have that environment all the time. We don't have that safe space to talk about it. And so I love how, you know, now I'm seeing a lot of organizations really pushing mental
yes.
health and how it is important, because back in the day,
nobody
no one
was
really
talking about
it.
All. Yeah.
And so I'm just so grateful to see how much, you know, time has changed and how people are really taking it much more seriously.
I love it. I'm like blown away because, like I said, I didn't know. I'm blown away because, especially as a Haitian woman, I'm 26. Mm-hmm. I'm just now tapping in to checking in with myself, understanding, like I said, the emotional intelligence journey for me was huge. And like seeing, okay, it really does start with your mental health. That's part of your health. Like, just as much as you go to the doctor for a broken leg, your mental health is part of the whole entire system. If anything, it's running the system.
Right.
I remember speaking to a friend. She also was a social worker, and she works in the mental health space. And we're just talking about mental health, and she was talking about something, a workshop she wants to do. And I was like, you know, like, how important is mental health? Like, tell me about more of that. And she gave me an example of, like, a kid who, at her program, eats too much, and she was able to help him like work through that, and it started with his mental health. And you heard the story about where all that came from, and then seeing that that's just an action that was just like a him expressing things that he was dealing with in his mind.
Right. I was like, oh,
this stuff is deep, guys.
It's deep. It's deeper than you think.
Yeah.
It's deeper than you think. And that is why you have to create a safe space for them, you know, to be able to talk about how they feel. Even for young boys, young men as well, even men in general. Like, they, you know, a lot of times we try to create spaces within Never Rated to talk about mental health within the men. It's like this month, actually, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, and wow.
So, yes, okay. It is. And so it is always good to talk about it. Always check up with your friends who's super quiet, the one that's always there for everyone.
Yep.
Even the men in your life who are always there checking up on everyone, check up on them as well, too. Because we need the help, we need the love and support, but they need it, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Guys, I love this. Naomi, thank you so much for coming on. No problem. A good time. I always end and wrap up with this. You've dropped so many jewels and nuggets. I feel like I ate a full meal today. But if there's anything else, it could be either a prayer, it could be a word of wisdom, it could be something that you want to leave the girls and boys of Lekwale Gizakai with. You could look into this camera. I know I just put you on the spot.
You did.
Was it part of the guiding questions? No. But you could look into the camera. I'll let you think about it. How about that?
No, I got it.
You got it? Period. I knew it. I knew you had it. That's why I put you on the spot. So you could look into this camera and give us the prayer, word of wisdom, whatever you want to say.
One thing I want to say is that you're Haitian. Love who you are. Society will change, but your standards will still be the same. Remember where you came from. Remember God first, family, and making sure that you have an education to be who you are. No matter what the situation is, love who you are, gain the experience, and know that God is with you before anything and everything.
Period. Yeah! Wow. Unscripted. She did not write that down. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Where can they get in contact with you for Never Rated and for your personal projects and everything like that?
Yes, you can follow Never Rated on Instagram at Never Rated Inc. You can follow us on Facebook at Never Rated. You can follow me as well. I'm Naomi Raymond. And yeah, you could definitely check us out on our website at www.neverrated.com. And feel free to send us an email. It's at info.neverrated@gmail.com.
Period. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope this episode blessed you. Here's a couple things you can do for us to support this channel. Subscribe on our YouTube. Follow us on Instagram at @lekwaleguizakai_ and subscribe to our newsletter, Nouvelle Lakai. Don't forget to also visit us at our new digital home at lekwaleguizakai.com to see all that's going on. Thanks for watching, cousins. Bye.